What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, December 19th, 2022, getting into the end of the year. Actually, this is the start of Christmas week. And pardon me, there's a little bit of a frog in my throat here. And been another very, very busy news day. We got a lot of stuff to get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And let's get right on into it. As I mentioned, this is the start of Christmas week here, and Hanukkah began at sundown last night, so happy Hanukkah to any Jewish listeners we might have out there. And let's get into the news here. Trump has been referred to the Department of Justice for a criminal prosecution by the January 6th committee. They want him charged with incitement to insurrection. And they're out there just blatantly lying, saying that he never called for peaceful, demonstrations, and he did this and he did that, all of which is completely undermined by videotape. And of course, this recommendation by the January 6th committee carries no official legal weight. It's basically setting the stage for Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Justice Department to try and ramp up another kangaroo court against Donald Trump. And again, given the evidence that Donald Trump was calling for peaceful demonstrations in front of the Capitol building, it's not exactly sure whether they're going to be able to convict him of anything. This is just a smear job. They're trying to smear Donald Trump to wreck his chances for 2024. And I did go back and I checked in the Constitution again, and I used to think that if you were a convicted felon, you could not run for office. Now, if you're a convicted felon, you can't vote. But surprisingly, there is no requirement that you not be convicted of any crime in order to run for any federal government office. So even if they come up with some kind of a misdemeanor, making stink face at Biden, whatever, it does not remove Donald Trump from the race in 2024. Now, over at the White House, so far, the Biden administration is remaining silent as it weighs whether to block the release of a trove of documents from the Obama administration that may contain information about Hunter Biden's relationship with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Now, the National Archives informed the White House back on November 30th that it will soon release nearly 300 email messages in response to a Freedom of Information Act request for emails that contained the word Burisma. Now, the Biden administration may stop the release of these records by invoking executive privilege, but the White House has not said whether they will do so. Now, the political cost of invoking executive privilege to hide these records is going to be high. There are already conservative groups out there saying, well, if he blocks the release of the records, then something is in there he doesn't want you to see. The other aspect of this is that supposedly this is protecting Hunter Biden's corruption with Burisma, and I don't think executive privilege extends to relatives of the president. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. But yeah, if Biden says don't release the records, it's like having a blinking neon sign tacked to his forehead saying guilty, 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 guilty. Now, there's another article, this is from Red State, saying that the first details of the Donald Trump criminal referrals show the abject idiocy of the January 6th committee. Okay, they have actually found no evidence to support any of their assertions. And despite the lack of evidence, criminal referrals are on the way. This is a kangaroo court here. And it's pure politics and pure political theater. And they are scared that Donald Trump is going to run for the White House in 2024 and win. Because now Donald Trump is angry. He's learned some very hard lessons about Washington, D.C. from his first term in office and from the 2020 election. And, he'll be loaded for bear on that one. Now, House Democrats are trying to introduce a bill that would ban Trump from office using the 14th Amendment. Now, the 14th Amendment was passed originally in the wake of the Civil War to prevent officials and officers and members of the Confederacy from ever running for political office. And, you know, Donald Trump's kind of an old guy, but something tells me he didn't fight in the Civil War on either side. And so it's an act of desperation here because, again, they can't actually find any proof that Donald Trump was trying to incite an insurrection. It was a protest. It was infiltrated by federal government operatives, FBI, Capitol Police, and they're the ones who caused all the trouble so that the media could say, ooh, bad Trump, bad MAGA supporters, they're evil, they're trying to overthrow the government after we stole the election. Wait a minute, forget about that last part. Anyway, getting into other news here, Democrats up in the state of Oregon are having a hard time deciding whether they should be indicted for alleged crimes they participated in with now bankrupt FTX. And something tells me that these Democrats, if left to themselves, are going to say, well, yes, yeah, some really bad things happen, but we don't think it rises to the level of a prosecutable crime. So we'll all see you later. All righty. Now, the Bar Association of Washington, D.C. are now recommending taking Rudy Giuliani's law license away. It's just another way of picking at Trump and his supporters. And I'm not a huge fan of Rudy Giuliani, but this is clearly a politically motivated hatchet job on him. Now, Benny Johnson traveled out to Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco to find out what locals actually think of her. The question was simply, what do you think of Nancy Pelosi and what has Nancy Pelosi accomplished? It was not pretty. Comments from the man on the street included gagging noises, thumbs down, and more than a little bit of profanity. And you know, there was such a negative reaction. You have to wonder, how is it that she gets elected year after year after year after year when the people in her district despise her so much? Can you say Dominion? I knew you could. All righty. Now, a little bit of good news and, you know, an attaboy, if you will. D.C. journalist and author Emily Miller spotted Justice Thomas volunteering for Wreaths Across America at Arlington National Cemetery. And Wreaths Across America is a charitable organization that mobilizes volunteers to put wreaths on the graves of veterans and fallen soldiers. And Thomas was out there. He wasn't making a big deal about it. He didn't have a camera crew. But as it turns out, he has been doing this all along, at least going back to 2013. There was a photo of him helping to clean up the cemetery after the Christmas season on a rainy January day. And so this is really, you know, a good thing for him to be doing. And you know it's from the heart because he's not trying to exploit it publicly. It, you know, it's just something he felt like doing. All righty. Now, journalist Matt Taibbi has just dropped the latest series of the Twitter files. And basically, this is the fourth release. Part one was the removal of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Part two was secret blacklists. And then part three was the removal of Donald Trump, parts one, two, and three. And part four, Twitter as an FBI subsidiary. And as Matt Taibbi wrote on his Substack, on Friday, I posted a series of exchanges between Twitter and the FBI. One that required a bit too much explaining was left out, but it's an important document because it clearly demonstrates that Twitter will not only take requests from the government, it will even act quickly to align its analysis with the partners. Okay, now, we know there's a huge number of FBI agents were taken away from things like, you know, prosecuting child porn to interface with Twitter to control speech. And that raises the question, how many more of these FBI agents paid for with your tax dollars were interfacing with the other social media, you know, Facebook, Google, who knows what all else, to try and control the social media the way the corporate media has been controlled for many, many years. All righty. Now, Elon Musk did something I'm having a hard time understanding it. He actually put up a poll asking if the Twitter users wanted him to leave Twitter. Okay. And he promised to step down if the followers vote for resignation. And apparently Snoop Dogg is out there saying, well, I want to run Twitter here. And something is very wrong here, because Elon Musk has to know that the right, the liberals, are going to rig this vote like they've rigged so many other. And I don't know. I know that Elon Musk has been dealing with a lot of threats to his own health and that of his family. Maybe they got to him and said, you get out or we will get you out our way here. So there's something weird going on over there. The deep state is desperate to recapture Twitter, to recapture the minds of America. That may be a little bit harder to do, okay, with the independent media that's out here, you know. I'll explain a little later. There's something breaking you need to know about. All right. In an apparent effort to try and mock Jared Kushner or Elon Musk, it's hard to say because there's nothing particularly remarkable about seeing these two individuals at a major sporting event. But Eric Swalwell tweeted a picture of the two men saying, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. And, if you go to an event where there's a lot of celebrities, you're going to see people standing next to each other who may not even like each other. And you can't really read much of anything into that. All right. Now, on Saturday night, Twitter suspended a far-left reporter from The Washington Post, Taylor Lorenz, also known as Tay-Tay, and apparently libs of TikTok confronted her, and she abruptly ended her live stream. So they're still out there trying to use Twitter for propaganda, and the Twitterverse is pushing back on it. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is accusing Elon Musk of fascism over suspending journalists who were trying to dox him and his family. Okay. Now, remember, when Twitter was pro-liberal and banning conservatives, that was perfectly fine. But now, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now that liberals are in the crosshairs, that makes Elon Musk a fascist, and you should not like him at all. All right. Meanwhile, with the restoration of free speech protections on Twitter, panic is growing on the left that they are losing control over the discussions of the American public. And apparently some Democratic members have warned Facebook not to backslide on censorship, not realizing that by doing so, they have basically admitted that Facebook does, in fact, censor their content. All right, let's get into election fraud here. We're still watching for Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake. They're going to have their day in court sometime this week. And Katie Hobbs' legal team came on out claiming that 59% of the tabulators going down in red districts was not voter suppression. That the definition of voter suppression is the lynching and hanging of black people. Okay, and that's what voter suppression is, and therefore rigging the election machines, losing ballots, fake ballots, that's not voter suppression. And, you know, that Carrie Lake, gosh darn, she's accusing us of lynching black voters. I mean, talk about a reach. They are really desperate out there. All righty, let's get into COVID, and this is a big breaking story. It came out earlier today. Okay. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has been linked to blood clotting, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA is now acknowledging what we have been telling you for quite some time. Yes, they cause clots. And FDA researchers were crunching the data from a database and said, yes, there is something going on there. The study was actually published back on December 1st. It's taken this long to surface because it's not something anybody wants to bandy about. Certainly not going to be on the corporate media. And I would do the we were right and you were wrong dance right now, but I cannot help but think of all the people who needlessly died because the government, the corporate media, Dr. Fauci, CDC, FDA, and the National Institutes of Health, all lied. They all lied. And the blood of all the people who died of these blood clots and strokes and heart attacks is on their hands. And I wouldn't say it's homicide. but I think manslaughter is appropriate to what just happened. Also, Pfizer and Moderna have admitted in federal filings that the vaccines are, in fact, gene therapy tools. They're tinkering with the DNA of everybody who got the shot, and it's having some disastrous effects. Also, at the FDA, they have announced the recall of a series of COVID-19 tests due to false results. Now, the particular tests were made by Detect Incorporated and sent to customers between July 26th and August 26th of this year. It impacts about 11,000 tests that were given an FDA emergency use authorization made by the firm. And they're saying there is an increased chance that the tests from the lot numbers listed may give false negative results. And so they're going to go through a voluntary recall. And we know that these home antigen tests, do have a lot of false positives and false negatives. And you can't really rely on them. And here's the real danger. If you come down with COVID and you take one of these home tests and it says you don't have COVID, what do? Well, you get up, you go to the supermarket, you go to the gas station, you go to work, and you infect more people. And that's why this is a serious, serious matter. Now, needless to say, because of all the negative information that's been coming out about this, latest polls are showing that half of Americans are now saying they do not need the new COVID-19 booster. They don't want to have it. And according to the Kaiser Family Foundation COVID-19 monitor poll, only 22% of adults have gotten the new bivalent booster since it first became available in September. Another 16% claimed they planned to get it as soon as possible, and the rest were said, no, we're boosted out. We've had enough of this thing. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Adam Exton, a longtime Liberal Party organizer and the health director of parliamentary affairs who led Canada's response team to COVID-19 and vaccine rollout, has died at age 35. No cause of death is being admitted to at this time. And getting on back to Twitter, this is coming out of the Epoch Times. The documents being released by Elon Musk are showing that Twitter did suppress early COVID-19 treatment information and vaccine safety concerns. And I remember getting a lot of emails from people who had family members who were damaged by these mRNA shots saying, I tried to post it to Twitter and it's immediately taken down. So they knew there was a problem, and they were just covering it up, okay? And they were silencing people who were saying there is a problem here that needs to be looked at. And again, in my view, with the admission by the FDA that there is a link between the Pfizer mRNA shot and blood clots, and by the way, they only studied the Pfizer shot. They haven't gotten to Moderna yet, so there may be more bad news. But with that admission, look at all those people who were ridiculing us for having, not wanting to take the vaccine and, covering up the damage being caused by it. There's a lot of blood on a lot of hands on this situation. All right. In other medical news, four states are on high alert because of severe strep A infections among children. Hospitals are on high alert. There had been some strep A cases in Great Britain. Now it's reached here in the United States of America. And right now, flu hospitalizations in England are now outstripping COVID admissions. So COVID was never really that serious an illness. And remember that year we went without any flu cases? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. No, they were misdiagnosing flu as COVID because they needed high numbers. All right. Now, in other news, and a reminder that this is all about the Benjamins, there is a new drug out for Lou Gehrig's disease. And there's this activist, Becky Murray, who pushed the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, I could got to take a break for commercials.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about health news, and we're talking about ALS, which stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease, because that's easier to pronounce. And there is this activist, Becky Murray, has been pushing the FDA to approve an experimental drug called Relyvrio. And finally, it's been approved. The only problem is that it will cost $158,000 per year. The price was set by the drug maker Amylyxil Pharmaceutical, and the insurance companies are dragging their heels or simply refusing to pay that kind of money. So it is all about the Benjamins. All right, let's get into the international news. There is an awful lot going on here. And Moscow announced that its air defense systems had shot down four U.S.-made missiles over a southern Russian region bordering Ukraine. And these were four American HARM anti-radar missiles were shot down over the Belgorod region. Now, these missiles, they seek out and destroy radar stations. Okay, they target air defense systems equipped with radar. So this is serious stuff here. Meanwhile, Russia is showing off their nuclear ICBM mobile launcher, while the U.S. continues to consider sending Patriot missile systems to Ukraine. And the video is basically of an ICBM that can be launched from anywhere in the country with a range capable of striking anywhere in Europe or the United States. And so, yeah, they're bringing out the big toys. This is the Yars missile. It has a nuclear warhead. It's the same type that was test-fired by Russia back in October. Okay, now here is another sign that things are not going good in Ukraine. The command of the Ukrainian Armed Forces has transferred to the area of Artyomovsk in the Donetsk People's Republic about 800 mobilized soldiers, most of whom have no weapon skills. They have not been trained. They're just taking bodies and putting them out there to be bullet catchers. They have no skills in handling weapons. Most of them do not have any military profession. They're just being grabbed and handed a gun and say, go, deal with that here. Meanwhile, in the capital of the Donetsk People's Republic, a hospital caught fire yesterday after Ukrainian troops shelled Donetsk, injuring people and prompting evacuations. All right. Now, the military-industrial complex is laughing in America's face as they throw a party for the Ukrainian forces. And, you know, the military-industrial complex, they're making huge amounts of money here. And, you know, they put it on display. The military-industrial complex said, we've got lots of money. We're going to throw a holiday party for the Ukraine forces and boost their morale. And... it's a little sick, actually. All righty. We mentioned this last week, but there was a UN resolution condemning the glorification of Nazism over freedom of speech issues and concern that Russia was using it to carry out political attacks against its neighbor. The U.S., Germany, and Italy voted to oppose this resolution condemning the glorification of Nazism as a subtle nod of support to the Ukrainian Nazi Azov Battalion. So apparently Nazis are not always bad. Nazis are good when they're working for us here. Now, Henry Kissinger, I guess he's mellowing in his old age. He's again come out in favor of negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. It was in an article in The Spectator titled How to Avoid Another World War. And apparently Kissinger is concerned that if things don't slow down, we will be looking at a nuclear world war. I share that concern as well, obviously, and I'm sure most of you do as well. Meanwhile, over in the European Union, they're dealing with this huge scandal, Qatargate, and questions are being asked whether its reverberations will reach the European Commission, which is the EU's executive branch. Recent revelations suggest that the EU's chief diplomat, Josep Borrell, could be implicated. Apparently, a lot of money was flowing around, and Qatar was trying to basically sway the European Parliament. And, you know, the problem is that most people who aspire to political office, they're kind of open to being corrupted because they like the idea of having a lot of money. Meanwhile, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is saying the massive corruption scandal in the EU should be used as an opportunity to drain the swamp in Brussels. Gee, I wonder where he got that turn of expression. An ongoing corruption scandal at the heart of the EU has seen a vice president of the European Parliament arrested, among others, and the offices of two human rights organizations shuttered as Belgian law enforcement probe officials possibly being paid off as part of an influence operation by the state of Qatar, which is hosting the still ongoing World Cup. Okay, meanwhile, there's a massive protest in Paris against France's membership in NATO. And they're saying it's time to basically pull out before they get sucked into another world war. And France has been the scene of the first two. They don't want a third. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here, continuing with the international news. As I mentioned at the top of the show, it's the start of the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. And in commemoration of the first day of Hanukkah, scores of Israeli settlers stormed the courtyard of the Al-Aqsa Mosque under the protection of the police yesterday. And according to reports, Israeli troops stormed the site earlier in the day through the Maghrabi Gate, forcefully clearing Palestinian worshippers out of the way to make room for the planned settler incursion. And the Israeli police also reportedly prevented worshippers from entering the actual mosques. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, Israel is out there trying to evade the responsibility or evade the negative press for the recently killed children by simply saying, well, they were all terrorists. You know, these little tiny kids here, they were all terrorists. And, you know, and nobody's buying that one, of course, because it's just obvious what's going on. Do you remember that big stink over Ben and Jerry's where they refused to sell in the occupied Palestinian territories? Their parent company, Unilever, has achieved a settlement in the lawsuit over the ice cream maker's sales in the occupied Palestinian territories. Unilever said, we are pleased to announce the litigation with Ben and Jerry's independent board has been resolved. And details have not been forthcoming. All righty. Now, the Azerbaijan ambassador to the U.S., Khazar Ibrahim, informed Israeli media that Baku would not allow Tel Aviv to attack Iran from its soil. And they probably understand that, you know, this is in the offing with the new government of Israel, which is very militant. And Ibrahim remarked that Israel's incoming government, led by Benjamin Netanyahu, will have no impact on relations with regional nations and its decision making on UN-related votes. Meanwhile, over in Syria, in the Al Omar oil field, there have been large explosions following the latest attack on that base. According to some reports, the base was targeted by missiles, while others claim it was a drone attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although attacks of this sort are usually attributed to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps or groups linked to it. Okay, but following the explosions, U.S. drones and warplanes were seen heavily patrolling the area. Okay, down in Peru, they're going through kind of the same situation that Brazil is. pardon me. They're dealing with this ousted and jailed leader, Pedro Castillo. His ouster has sparked deadly protests around the country. Now, the marginalized rural groups that Castillo tried to represent have been fired up by his arrest, threatening to derail the new government and a reviled Congress. And apparently, at least 18 people have died in the resulting violence. Meanwhile, down in New Zealand, they have released a guide on how to turn in potential terrorists for opposing government policies, including COVID measures. So in the eyes of New Zealand, merely saying, I think this is a bad policy, or I think these vaccines are causing blood clots, cite the FDA, you are deemed a potential terrorist and bad things will happen. And one more time, I want to make this clear, I may be irritating, obnoxious, and overbearing, but I am not a terrorist. Maybe we need a new word, irritist. That's me. I'm an irritist. I'm not a terrorist. I'm an irritist. All right. Anyway, the U.S. has launched more airstrikes in Somalia, targeting al-Shabaab fighters in support of the U.S.-backed Mogadishu government. Okay. South Korea is now claiming that there has been a serious provocation following North Korea's launch of two missiles toward Japan. And these were mid-range ballistic missiles. They were test-fired into the sea. And South Korea described this as a serious provocation that harms peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula as well as the international community. So, anyway. Meanwhile, the Russian government, responding to this claim of human-caused global warming, I can't believe they actually fell for it, but they did. They are working to open up the Arctic coastlines of countries to increased maritime traffic. And the Kremlin recently announced its intention to expand maritime cargo transportation along the Northern Sea route in 2023. Now, one thing Russia does really well is icebreakers. They build the best icebreakers in the world. Some of them are nuclear powered. So they just keep going and going and going. And they can cut and reinforce channels through the ice to allow commercial shipping to get through. And NATO is kind of concerned about how Russia is expanding into the Arctic because there's a lot of interest in the Arctic because of the oil and gas that is thought to lie underneath the Arctic abyssal plain. All righty, getting into the economic news here. This year, it's estimated Christmas meals will be 16.4% more expensive than last year in Biden's economy. And for all those people who just got laid off from various companies, they're probably going to use their grocery money for Christmas and be buying each other cans of peas and corn and beets and things like that. All righty. Meanwhile, we are starting to see a massive wave of car repossessions and loan defaults. This could crush the auto market and further damage the U.S. economy. I'm really glad our car is just totally paid off. What can I tell you? All right, there's more concerns about the new digital electronic money that they want us to use instead of actual currency, paper notes and coins. And this is the latest in a long evolution from taking control of the money away from the people and giving it to the bankers and the government. When this country was first started, the money was silver and gold coins of a weight that's actually defined in the Constitution. And the paper notes that were printed were merely claim checks for convenience, okay? If you didn't want to lug around a bag full of gold or silver, you know, you would take it to the bank and they would give you the claim check, a silver certificate or a gold certificate, and you could go to another bank and get the silver and gold back, kind of like what the Templars were doing with their traveler's checks. Then, of course, we had the removal of actual intrinsic value from our money back in the 60s, and we were conditioned to think that that paper note was actually the money. And we were suckers to fall for that, but we did. Now they want to get rid of all currency that is in your pocket, and the money will now all be electronic, totally under the control of the banks and the government, which means they can change its value whenever they want. You know, even after you've worked and earned it, you know, it's in your electronic account, and they can say, well, you know, we've got to balance the budget, so your money is only worth half what it was yesterday, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, of course, with a social credit system, if you say something the government does not like, they'll turn off your money. Or maybe they'll link your bank account in to your health insurance company, and they'll say, well, you're not allowed to buy too much bacon at the store, and you've had way too much sugar this month, so no more Twinkies, and you're only allowed to buy healthy food. I mean, total dystopian control over your life through the currency. And a lot of people are understanding that this may be a very, very bad thing. Now, the government, of course, is saying, no, we're not going to use it for that. I mean, we're not going to surveil you. And, you know, this is just a matter of convenience and nonsense. I prefer money I can put in my pocket. You know, I prefer currency that I can give to some homeless person on the street so that they can eat tonight. And prior to being married, like having a few bills, I can tuck into the G-strings of the strippers, like I said before I was married. So, yeah, that to me is freedom. Now, the European Union has reached an agreement for a major reform to the bloc's carbon market. See, this is the climate gate coming on back. We're going to reduce emissions. We're going to invest in climate-friendly technologies, none of which have really, really penciled out here. But the good news is that the leaders of Hungary, Romania, Georgia, and Azerbaijan have finalized an agreement Saturday on an undersea electricity connector that would become a new source for power for the European Union and bypass the need for energy coming in from Russia. The agreement involves a cable running beneath the Black Sea that would link Azerbaijan to Hungary via Georgia and Romania. The deal comes as Hungary, which has lobbied heavily against EU sanctions on Russia for its war in Ukraine, is seeking additional sources for fossil fuels to reduce its dependence on Russian oil and gas. And I can already hear the environmentalists saying, no, you can't do that. By the way, Greta Thunberg has kind of been retired. The UN has picked up a new spokesperson who's much easier on the eyes. I do have to admit it. And we'll be hearing from her in the near future. All right. Last Friday, the U.S. Energy Department announced a plan to start putting oil back into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve after this historically large release undertaken by the Biden administration. And this is a significant shift after Biden authorized the biggest ever release earlier this year following Russia's special military operation in Ukraine, which sent oil prices to $120 a barrel. Now, the big question is, what are they going to be paying per barrel to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? And I seem to recall that when Trump was in office, he wanted to refill it because it wasn't full at that time when oil was down at $70 a barrel. And we can only imagine what Biden is going to be paying for it. Getting on back to digital money, there's an article on Zero Hedge. And the headline basically says it all. Gold is money. Everything else is credit. Okay? And so they're looking at that, and they're saying, if gold is such a great hedge against inflation, why hasn't it skyrocketed now that inflation is here? Well, the problem is that the price of silver and gold are being manipulated through the use of paper contracts, where you will buy gold futures contracts, and there are more of those contracts than there actually is deliverable gold. And the same problem is starting to hit the silver and platinum markets. So it's definitely overextended, and but when they fix the gold price, it's a blending of the cost of the actual physical metal and all these paper contracts, which brings the price back down, because they don't want you getting your money out of the banks and out of the stock market and getting into silver and gold. So they're going to do whatever they can to stop that from happening. Meanwhile, another article from Zero Hedge quoting Von Greyers saying that U.S. doublespeak will not stop gold's imminent surge. So everybody is expecting this to be heading on up as the paper currencies start to collapse. And again, we have been saying all along, protect your money by putting some of it into precious metals. And we've got Kettle Moraine as an advertiser on this show, and Claire and I have done a little bit of business with them, not a lot, but a little bit, and they've always taken very good care of us. All righty, up in Germany, yielding to the Greta Thunberg and Al Gore and the rest of them, Germany closed its fossil fuel-fired and their nuclear plans to pursue a green energy policy, as well as hefty purchases of natural gas and oil from Russia. That green experiment is now a disaster, and Germany is bleeding cash just to keep the lights turned on. And another article, this one coming out from the Mises organization. First they came for the oil. Now they're coming for the cows. The environmentalists are just, screaming and tearing their clothes over the fact that cows produce methane, and methane is a dangerous greenhouse gas, and we've got to deal with it. We've got to ban the cow, and you've all got to eat fake beef made out of plants, which, by the way, has not gone over very well with the consumers. And I realize that cows put out a lot of methane, and that's why I'm eating the cows just as fast as I can. And so now they're after the cows there. The problem is that cows, and for that matter humans, flatulence are only contributing a small percentage of methane to the atmosphere. The vast majority of the methane in the atmosphere is coming from deep crust microbes, various life forms in the ocean, and termites. Termites, for some reason, produce huge amounts of methane. And the total biomass of termites on planet Earth exceeds the total biomass of humans. So that's a lot of methane. So I can just see them going on over and knocking on a termite hill and saying, well, you got to pay a methane tax now. And termites are, far too intelligent a life form to fall for that kind of nonsense here. Getting on to immigration here, Biden's advisor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, was trying to explain why Joe Biden hasn't visited the southern border amid a tsunami of illegal aliens. And so everybody's saying, why aren't you looking at this? Oh, I've got more important things to do, like ice cream. Now, a little bit of good news. A judge has now stopped Joe Biden from ending the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. And the judge is saying it simply cannot be abandoned because the Biden administration wants to get rid of it. It's a little more complicated than that. Meanwhile, in preparation for the expiration of Title 42 next week, the Texas Military Department announced that it will be mobilizing members of the Texas National Guard to combat the impending surge of illegal immigrants at the borders. And forces to be deployed include elements of the 136th Airlift Wing, the Texas Air National Guard, and the 236th Military Police Company. And these actions are part of a larger strategy to use every tool available to the governor to secure that border. Sorry for the hiccups just coming on in here. Meanwhile, a Texas congressman whose district spans much of that border showed a video during an interview yesterday on just how dire the situation is. They have this processing center showing more than 500 people in a space designed for just 100. There's only one bathroom for these 500 people. And the other problem I have is these illegal immigrants are being given food and shelter at a time when our homeless are being left homeless on the streets facing a very, very hard winter. And that includes our homeless veterans. Okay? Now, over in London, their high court is considering today whether the British government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is legal and whether they would be safe in Turkey. Okay, we've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to our show here and getting into some other news here. We're all concerned about this gender transitioning of young children And it turns out that a lot of this is just plain reckless, you know, in the name of pushing gender transition ideology on our young people. And it turns out a public school worker in the Great Salt Bay Community School who was coaching a 13-year-old girl into a gender transition without telling her parents has only a conditional license to practice social work in Maine. And Amber Levine, the mother of the young girl, revealed at a school board meeting Wednesday that she discovered a chest binder in her daughter's bedroom several weeks ago. The daughter said the binder was provided by a social worker at the public school who encouraged her to keep it secret from her parents. I am just appalled by this kind of behavior. Anyway, do you remember a while back Oberlin College accused this family-owned bakery of racial profiling, and there was a lawsuit, and Gibson's Bakery has now confirmed that Oberlin College has in fact paid the full $36 million payment that was awarded to them by the college, and good for them. I mean, really, we got to push back on some of this nonsense here. All right, Connecticut is making climate change curriculum compulsory in public school classrooms starting this coming summer. Meanwhile, the European Union has reached an agreement to force everyone in the EU countries to pay for carbon dioxide emissions as the first step to a personal carbon credit system. In other words, the government will be keeping track of your carbon emissions. And, you know, when you hit a certain level, well, that's it. I'm sorry, you can't have any more fuel for your car or any of that other stuff that you need to have. And, yeah, it's just another form of dictatorship under this illusion of human-caused global warming. Now, the climate crazies are now dealing with a new aspect they probably weren't expecting, because they're out there saying solar and wind and, you know, and cow flaps and whatever they're going to do here. But there have now been two successful nuclear fusion experiments. One was up at Lawrence Livermore. They achieved a net plus, a net gain of energy in their experimental fusion reactor. And then there's another reactor over in China that was able to run continuously for 17 minutes. So the reality of fusion power as an energy source for mankind is getting closer and closer. And, of course, the advantage there is there's no radioactive waste. You know, you can't weaponize the materials that go into a hydrogen fusion reactor because it takes a lot of pressure and energy to get them to fuse. And so this is really going to dramatically change things. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.